Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves for China to attend the SCO summit after concluding two-day visit to Japan, says India-Japan friendship may scale newer heights in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi meets governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today, urges them to participate in India's growth story. Union Minister Piyush Goyal hails GDP growth numbers of 7.8% in the first quarter, says India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. 11 people, including 7 members of a family, killed in 2 separate landslide incidents in Jammu region. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. And relief and rescue operations continue at war footing in Punjab as several districts reel under massive floods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, on the first day, PM Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures, collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Prime Minister Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields of manufacturing, technology, innovation, mobility, next-generation infrastructure, startups and SMEs. Prime Minister invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. After the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi left for China to attend the SCO summit. In a social media post, Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying may India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come. Our correspondent reports that the visit marks an era of new beginning in India-Japan partnership. We have more from a correspondent.
In a major diplomatic and economic breakthrough, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba unveiled a bold strategic blueprint to redefine India-Japan ties over the next decade, with far-reaching agreement across key sectors. At the heart of the outcomes was the India-Japan Joint Vision for the next decade, a 10-year strategic framework identifying 8 priority areas: economic partnership, economic security, mobility, ecological sustainability, technology and innovation, health, people-to-people links, and state prefecture engagements. Among the most notable economic announcements was Japan's commitment of 10 trillion yen in private investments in India over the next decade. The two sides also launched a comprehensive economic security initiative with a fact sheet of listing cooperation in semiconductors, clean energy, telecom, pharmaceutical, critical minerals, and emerging technologies. The two leaders also signed a joint declaration on security cooperation. Apart from that, human mobility was given a strong push with an action plan for human resource exchange targeting a two-way movement of 5 lakh people, including 50,000 skilled and semi-skilled Indian workers to Japan over the next 5 years. Om Avasti, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
The 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate and join global leaders in the two-day deliberations. The summit will review 25 years of the organization's achievements and also adopt a 10-year development strategy. China is hosting the SCO summit for the 5th time with President Xi Jinping chairing the proceedings. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this summit the largest and most ambitious in the history of the organization.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Tianjin this afternoon to attend the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Beginning tomorrow, the two-day summit will bring together heads of state of member countries, observer states, and partner organizations. The Prime Minister, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, and global cooperation. India's active participation highlights its commitment to strengthening multilateral dialogue and advancing shared development within the SCO framework. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defense is not merely an option, but a condition for survival and progress. Addressing a defense conclave in New Delhi today, he said the government believes that self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Singh said this operation is a shining example of the country's growing indigenous defense capabilities.
कभी हाल ही में हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान अपनी डिफेंस कैपेबिलिटी और प्रिपेयर्डनेस का एक नमूना देखा है हमारी फोर्सेज ने अपने स्वदेशी इक्विपमेंट के साथ अपने टारगेट्स पर जिस प्रकार पॉजिटिव स्ट्राइक किया है वह दिखाता है कि एक विजन लंबी तैयारी और कोऑर्डिनेशन के बिना कोई भी मिशन सफल नहीं हो सकता है साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर दिखने में तो केवल कुछ दिनों का युद्ध और भारत की विजय तथा पाकिस्तान की पराजय की कहानी यह लगती है लेकिन उसके पीछे वर्षों की रणनीतिक तैयारी और डिफेंस प्रिपेयर्डनेस की एक लंबी भूमिका रही है
Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated the country's first tempered glass manufacturing plant in UP's Noida today. This plant is a significant step towards promoting electronics manufacturing in India and strengthening the Make in India initiative. Mr. Vaishnav said that India has made remarkable progress in electronics manufacturing over the years. He said that an electronics manufacturing ecosystem is taking shape in the country.
नरेंद्र मोदी जी के मेक इन इंडिया प्रोग्राम के तहत इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग देश में बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में पिछले 11 वर्षों में बढ़ी है इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स प्रोडक्शन करीब 6 गुना बढ़ा है इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एक्सपोर्ट्स करीब 8 गुना बढ़ा है इन 11 वर्षों में एक एक करके चाहे मोबाइल हो लैपटॉप हो सर्वर्स हो हार्डवेयर के दूसरे कम्पोनेंट्स हो राउटर्स हो उन सब की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भारत में स्टार्ट हुई है वन बाय वन सभी कम्पोनेंट्स भारत में बनने लगे हैं आज जो मोबाइल फोन में यूज होने वाला टेम्पर्ड ग्लास कवर होता है वो ये प्लांट का आज इनॉग्रेशन है तो स्टेप बाय स्टेप वैल्यू एडिशन भारत में बढ़ता जा रहा है
India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% in during the same period. Welcoming the growth figures, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said, India is not just the world's fastest growing large economy, but these figures are remarkable in themselves.
हमारी जो अर्थव्यवस्था है 2014 में $2 trillion की थी 11वें स्थान पे थे विश्व भर में हम फिर 5वें स्थान पे पहुंचे आज 4थे स्थान पर हैं पर कुछ ही समय में हमारी जो अर्थव्यवस्था है जीडीपी विश्व भर में 30वें स्थान पे आएगी
यूनियन मिनिस्टर फॉर कॉमर्स एंड इंडस्ट्री पीयूष गोयल सेड इंडिया इज अ ग्लोबल ग्रोथ इंजन फ्यूल्ड बाय रिफॉर्म्स एंड रेजिलियंस
भारत एक ऐसा उभरता हुआ देश है जिसकी इकोनॉमी जिसमें अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में बढ़ने वाली आगे आने वाले दिनों में कि यूरोपियन यूनियन हो एफटीए का सऊदी अरेबिया के साथ भी चर्चाएं चल रही है वो तो चाहते हैं 6 के 6 खाड़ी के देश एफटीए में एक साथ आ जाए पूरी दुनिया आज आपके साथ व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है ये जादू आप सबकी मेहनत और पसीने में है
संजय नायर प्रेसिडेंट एसोचैम टर्म्ड इंडियाज क्वार्टर वन जीडीपी ग्रोथ नंबर्स स्टेलर विच शोकेस रिमार्केबल स्ट्रेंथ एंड स्टेबिलिटी ही सेड दिस परफॉर्मेंस रिफ्लेक्ट्स बोथ इफेक्टिव पॉलिसी मेजर्स एंड रेजिलिएंट डोमेस्टिक डिमांड Hemant Jain, President, PhD, CCI, said India's economy has maintained a resilient growth trajectory, highlighting India's steady pace towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. Jyoti Vij, Director General FICCI, said the GDP growth figures are a testament to the India's economy's resilience. She said the strong growth has come at a juncture when the country is facing significant global headwinds and will help boost business sentiments. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, 11 people have lost their lives during the past 12 hours in landslide and cloudburst incidents in Ramban and Riasi districts of the Jammu division. Rail traffic in Jammu Division remained completely suspended for the fifth consecutive day today and will continue to remain paralyzed for the next couple of days. More from a correspondent.
However, to help the standard passenger reach their destinations, the railway authorities have announced two special train services from Jammu Tawi railway station today for Chhapra and Mau cater to passenger needs. 270-kilometer long strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44 remains closed for the fifth consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by the August 26 heavy rains and flash flood. The highway has been blocked at several places between Jakhani and Chenani in Udhampur, and the restoration work has not been completed yet. Men and machines of Border Road Organization are on the job to clear the road. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In Punjab, the heavy flow of water from the hilly areas have created trouble for the state, as over 14.11 lakh cusec water has been received in River Ravi till date, inundating many areas. This is the highest discharge the state had ever received. In the year 1988, when the state witnessed severe floods, the water discharge was 11.20 lakh cusec. We have a report.
Although water has receded in some districts of Majha and Doaba regions of the state, but the woes of the people of the affected areas of seven districts have not ended yet. The weather warning of heavy to very heavy rain at isolated places in Punjab for another 3 days is a major worry for people as well as for the state government. Meanwhile, Ajnala and Ramdas areas of Amritsar are also getting affected. The overflowing of Ghaggar has created problem for some areas of Patiala district as well. Still, the situation is under control as all the agencies, including Army, Indian Air Force, NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police and voluntary organizations are jointly putting in best of their efforts to evacuate and rescue the stranded. Relief material is also being provided to them. With Rajesh Pali, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani Delhi.
The monsoon remains fully active in Himachal Pradesh, and due to heavy rainfall and landslides, hundreds of roads, including two national highways, are blocked for traffic. Meanwhile, the meteorological department has predicted the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts of the state over the next 3 to 4 days.
The continuous monsoon activity in the state has led to numerous challenges for the people. In many places, road connectivity, electricity and drinking water supply have been completely disrupted. In Chamba district, the heavy rains have severely impacted daily life, with nearly 300 road routes still blocked, and normal life of the affected people has yet to be restored. The rescue operation for pilgrims stranded during the Mani Mahesh Yatra has been intensified, with over 4,000 pilgrims rescued and brought to Chamba safely. The state government and administration are actively delivering relief materials to affected areas through helicopters. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu will conduct an aerial survey of Bhrmaur and Mani Mahesh today. He will also meet with the affected people and hold a meeting with officials to review the ongoing relief operations. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. Indian men's doubles pair of Anirudh Chandrasekhar and Vijay Prashant advanced to the second round of the US Open after upsetting 8-seeded local favourites Christian Harrison and Evan King in 3 sets. They won 3-6, 6-3, 6-4 in 1 hour 42 minutes, riding on a far superior first and second serves. The Indian women's hockey team left for Hangzhou, China today for the Women's Asia Cup 2025, beginning from the coming Friday. The 20-member team has been led by captain Salima Tete, who is looking to win the tournament to secure India's spot for the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 next year. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves for China to attend the SCO summit after concluding 2-day visit to Japan. Says India-Japan friendship may scale newer heights in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi meets governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today, urges them to participate in India's growth story. Union Minister Piyush Goyal hails GDP growth numbers of 7.8% in the first quarter, says India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. 11 people, including 7 members of a family, killed in 2 separate landslide incidents in Jammu region. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. And with that, we end the Midday News.